With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, opening night for the 2023 regular season saw the defending Super Bowl champions stumble out of the gate.
An 8-yard touchdown run by running back David Montgomery and the extra point lifted the Detroit Lions to a 21-20 upset over the Kansas City Chiefs, a pleasing win for Lions coach Dan Campbell.
I didn't learn anything. I got verification on what I already knew. And this is a resilient team. It already was a resilient team, and we added pieces.
The Lions also ended Kansas City's streak of 8 straight season-opening wins. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a pair of touchdown passes, but was without tight end Travis Kelce because of a knee injury. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
In tennis, Coco Gauff has reached her first U.S. Open final by defeating Karolina Muchova 6-4, 7-5. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball, Ronald Acuna Jr. boosts his MVP chances as the Atlanta Braves end their 3-game losing streak with an 8-5 win over the St. Louis.
Acuna has 34 home runs this season after going deep twice to back Max Fried, who's 7-1 after allowing 3 runs over 6 innings. Matt Olson slammed his Major League-leading 47th home run for the Braves, who also received long balls from Travis d'Arnaud and Michael Harris II. Adam Wainwright was banged around in his final appearance in Atlanta, surrendering 6 runs and 8 hits over 5 2/3.
Correspondent Dave Ferry reporting. Other National League winners were the L.A. Dodgers and Arizona. In the American League, winners included Detroit, Seattle, and the L.A. Angels. In college basketball, a person familiar with the situation says LSU's women's coach Kim Mulkey has a 1-year contract worth about $32 million. This is SRN Sports.